Broadcasting live from the John Beaver Studios, you're listening to the Big 550 KTRS.
Welcome back to the Jennifer and Jay Show. It is Thursday, April 18th, and Counselor Jay Kanzler asked me to read a couple of your texts.
I just want people to know we're listening. Absolutely.
At 84126, and one texter says, please remind everybody to turn their headlights on in the rain.
It is. It's nasty out there.
And the counselor did ask me to read some of the texts about Republicans versus Democrats. Thank you, Counselor, but no. And we're joined now in the studio by Nancy Schnobelin-Ims from Polished. It's always so good to see you, Nancy.
It's a pleasure to always be with you, Jennifer, and Counselor.
Thank you.
And Ethan, of course.
Of course, Ethan.
We could all use some help with how to say no without feeling guilty, especially people pleasers and enablers. Which one do you want to be, Jay, the people pleaser or the enabler?
I'm never quite sure what an enabler is, so I'll take that one.
I can explain it later.
Okay. No, you do not want to be an enabler. Okay.
Because
counselor.
I am one.
And you're always so polite, Jennifer.
But it's not always a good thing.
It's tricky. Although you said the text, you said that very well. So
thank you.
Tipping my hat off to you. Saying no is hard.
But watch my passive-aggressive response later in the show. No. Okay.
Well, then Jennifer will be passive aggressive. No, saying no is difficult, mainly because we don't want to let anybody down. We don't want to disappoint our friends, our family members, our coworkers when we're asked to do something. But we live in a world of we have too much on our plate as it is with working and extracurricular involvement that I'm sure both of you do way too much of.
Or, for instance, if there would happen to be a radio host who had another job as a full-time attorney and clients were constantly calling him during the show, begging for help, what would your advice be? How could he say no? Or in the middle of the night.
That's true.
Well, Jay, again, because we all...
I wasn't mentioning any names.
Yes, but when you said counselor, I kind of... It raised the red flag of who you were talking about. No. It's sticking to your convictions, your priorities, and what you truly believe in. And if you can do that, then you're golden. Then it's not so difficult. So, for example, Jay, you have multiple, you've got two jobs, and then you're trying to be a father or a husband or a good friend after, having that work-life balance. So saying no, you can just say, look, I appreciate your – I understand you need help. But right now, I'm on overload, and just being honest, maybe if you give me a little bit more time to get to this request, maybe next week or 2 weeks from now, or maybe next year, if you want me to serve on a board or whatever that ask is, I want to do it. But right now, I can't. I promised my family that I would spend more time at home, and I'm already working late, and I bowl on Thursdays, and so if I add this to my plate, holy cow, I'm really going to be stretching myself then.
Nancy, what about the workplace with a young employee who is starting a career and wants to be a good employee, and there might be a boss who would take advantage of that? How does that young person speak up and say no without losing his or her job?
And that's a tricky one, right? Because when you are younger, you're looking to grow, and you never want to say no to your boss, especially if there is a path of growth there. But again, there's a line between a balance. And so if it's just constantly being asked to go above and beyond, you can say, look, I appreciate this opportunity again, but I've got an exercise class that I've signed up for that I don't want to miss. And I've missed it for the past 3 weeks because I stayed late for work or whatever that is. They will respect that. Honesty is the way to go. The best policy. I'm going to be cliche here. Honesty is the best policy, and people will respect that.
I've heard stay-at-home moms also say that everybody on the block who went
to work
would make unreasonable requests of the one stay-at-home mom because they knew she was at home, or stay-at-home dad, and they were all out.
Yes, stay-at-home moms are just as busy, right? It's a different type of busy, but it's difficult. And so, again, we need to be mindful of what we're doing. And if we want to do it, absolutely. Give it your gusto. Go 100%. But if you're doing it because you feel guilty or you know, this person has asked you so many times and you just don't know how to say no, you know, that's a whole different story. You have to be honest with yourself, right? Be true to yourself.
What if there's somebody who won't take no for an answer?
Like you, Jennifer?
I'm not mentioning any names, Nancy.
Or Jay. Again, and this is the tricky part, too, because sometimes when we're asked and we don't want to say no, we tend to ramble. We talk a lot. We're skirting ourselves, right? And that is an opportunity for that person who's that bully who won't take no for an answer to keep going and try to drag that yes out of you to change your mind. So if you're just clear, no, thank you. Again, I have got too much going on, and I promised my family that I would spend more time with them at home. And I keep my promises just like you do. And they get that.
I want. And then you add, how about them blues? Just change the topic.
You know what, Jay? That is an excellent point. Change the topic. Because then you've had closure. You've said no, and they'll respect it, and then you move on. Or if they don't say no, I've got to go to a meeting, so keep me in mind next time.
I want to veer off the topic a little bit because there have been stories in the news about Don Marsh and these comments. Mm. And Jay and Ethan and I were talking the other day in the office, and I said to Ethan, who's a millennial, would you ever speak up if I happened to say something that offended you? Mm. And I heard crickets.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you suggest that a young person speak up if somebody else says something that offends them? Or if any of us. I mean, certainly I've been in the room mm-hmm. where people say things when I first started, you know, if you first start working somewhere, that were offensive, and I said nothing.
I'd do that. I would not speak up. I'm kind mm-mm. of, maybe it's even a guy thing more than a millennial thing.
I wouldn't speak up either.
But I wouldn't speak up. I would just keep my mouth shut.
Diplomacy, there's always room to speak up. For example, yesterday I was giving a presentation to a wonderful organization, BHR. I'll give them a plug, Behavioral Health Response. They advocate for good, healthy mental health. Anyway, and they have a crisis hotline. But anyway, I was giving this presentation, and I gave a stat on your soft skills, on how 85% of our success is due to our soft skills, not so much our technical skills.
What does that mean?
Well, our people skills, I call them our smart skills, our interpersonal skills. And 15% is due to your technical skills. This gentleman in the seminar of 20 people waited to disagree with me until after, which I thought, I wonder why. And so he said, you know, I'm in IT. I spend most of my time behind a computer. Mm-hmm. My technical skills are critical to what I do. And I'm not so much out there chatting with people.
In fact, he probably never talks to people. He may email a few people once in a while.
I said, you know what? You called me out. You were right. And now that's not to what you're addressing, Jennifer. I get that. But my point is he didn't want to because I had stats. I had a study that I had on the screen of where these numbers came from. He didn't want to embarrass himself because he's like, oh, Harvard, Stanford, Carnegie Foundation. This is where I'm just a regular Joe. I'm not going to say that. But he should have. And I said, you know what? You are right. This is not a blanket statement.
It is difficult, though, I think, to speak up.
You know where I am speaking up a little bit more, and I'm talking about a little bit more, is in the idea of racial kind of mm-hmm, statements. Mm-hmm. And I had a client the other day, a black client that I was talking to, and he was talking about something. I represent many different people of color. And he said, you know, I was over at the Arab's place. And I said, you know, don't say Arab. And he just switched, said, well, I'm Arab. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the Arab is kind of a derogatory thing. And it just came out, and I'm not usually like that. But I think at some point, you know, they're just a little bit, you have to say.
Did he know that that was derogatory?
I think he does, but everyone says it. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, he just said, oh, yeah, and he just backed away. And I think for a second he understood that, I wouldn't want people calling me certain derogatory names. And so sometimes I think we have to speak up in those situations, but that's probably, you know, but if somebody was talking, you know, sexually wise and I was sitting there, I'm not going to say, stop that, please. That's making me uncomfortable. I just don't do that.
Yeah, I don't think I would either.
No, and we become so sensitized to it. And I know I saw that, you know, Karen Voss's comment on kind of standing up for him, you know, and that's okay. we have to be so politically correct in everything we do. And so maybe just buttoning your mouth and not saying anything.
Right.
But if it's not true to yourself, like you said, if there's, you know, I think we all have a role in being inclusive and being equal to recognizing this diverse, wonderful world that we live in. I think we have that responsibility. Everybody has to do their part.
Have I told you how much I appreciate you, counselor? Because I can just yell no.
Yeah, you know, now you just now that you wouldn't read my text messages, now you're just trying to win me back over. And trust me, revenge
Touché.
Is a dish served best cold.
Touche.
Nancy Schnoblin Ims from Polished. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Your website?
www.stlpolished.com. Thank you, Jennifer and Jay.
Thank you very much, Nancy.
We'll see you next time.
Yes.
You're listening to KTRS, the Big 550.